on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Political analyst Sakhile Ndlovu says the dispute between political parties in the GNU over the expropriation bill was expected.
This government of national unity is made up of political parties with vastly different ideological orientations. So they are going to have fundamental disagreement over the NHI bill. We saw that. The better bill, we saw that. And now the expropriation bill. And I think we're going to see more and more of these disagreements because this is a marriage of convenience.
President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the contentious bill into law last week, while the ANC and its alliance partners have welcomed the move as a step towards land justice. There have been strong reactions from other sections of the GNU. DA leader John Steenhuisen over the weekend said the party had formally declared a dispute over the matter. Steenhuisen says he's also written to Ramaphosa to object to the signing, saying the president did so despite legal opinion that called the law unconstitutional. The IFP on Friday said Ramaphosa's decision to sign the bill undermined the collaborative spirit to the GNU framework. And Lovo believes that despite these challenges, though, the GNU will survive the term.
They need each other, even though they don't want to be together. If the DA were to decide to pull out, then that opens the door for the ANC to work with parties like the EFF and the MK party. And I don't think that the DA wants to see something like that.
South Africa's ambassador to the UN, Matu Joyini, has called for an end to the hostilities in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the withdrawal of the M23 rebels. Joyini was addressing the UN Security Council during an emergency meeting last night. The M23 fighters claim to have taken control now of the city of Goma in North Kivu province. Last week, 9 South African peacekeepers were killed in fighting between army forces and the rebels. Joyini's requested urgent action from the Security Council and international community to, among other things, address the root causes of the conflict.
The international community can no longer afford to simply watch as conflict in the Eastern DRC continues to displace, maim, and kill innocent civilians.
The DA has urged Minister of Defense Angie Motshekga to intervene, and the MK party says the government must withdraw the SANDF from the DRC. And a crossing has reopened this morning, allowing thousands of displaced Palestinians back into northern Gaza. Many are carrying bags of belongings, including mattresses and blankets. Israel said Palestinians could start returning to the north of the war-battered strip today after a deal was reached with Hamas for the release of another 6 hostages. It's in exchange for dozens of Palestinian prisoners on Thursday. The breakthrough preserves a fragile ceasefire aimed at ending the more than 15-month-long conflict. Durban's going up to a high of 29 degrees, Richards Bay and Maritzburg 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
Yeah, and coming up in your sports, Solana Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs book place in the Nedbank Cup last 16. Madison Keys hopes her Australian Open victory will be the catalyst to win more Grand Slam tennis titles. And I'll bring you the latest from this weekend's action in the Premier League.